The President's remarks upon the swearing-in of General Curtis LeMay as Chief of Staff of the United States Air Force. From the White House Rose Garden, Washington, D.C., June 30th, 1961.
I want to express our great pleasure at the assumption of this responsibility by General LeMay. He was one of the most distinguished combat commanders in World War II. He played a most instrumental role in developing SAC into its present high peak as the great shield of the United States and the free world. He brings to the responsibilities of the Chief of Staff a long experience in the Air Force and also a wide recognition of the challenges and responsibilities and opportunities which face the United States in meeting our commitments around the globe. It's a source of satisfaction to me personally as president to be able to rely on his counsel as a member of a group of distinguished Americans, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and I think the fact that so many members of the Congress are here from both parties indicates the wide respect which he has in the country. So, General, we want to say that speaking personally and also as president, that it's a great pleasure to welcome you as the new Chief of Staff of the United States Air Force and a member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Perhaps if we could... This is the commission, President of the United States of America, to all who shall these present greetings. Know ye that reposing special trust and confidence in the patriotism, valor, fidelity, and abilities of Curtis Emerson LeMay, 26A, I do appoint him Chief of Staff, United States Air Force, effective from the first day of July, 1961. This officer will therefore carefully and diligently discharge the duties of the office to which appointed by doing and performing all manner of things thereunto belonging. And I do strictly charge and require those officers and other personnel of lesser rank to render such obedience as is due an officer of this grade and position. This officer is to observe and follow such orders and directions from time to time as may be given by me or the future President of the United States of America or other superior officers acting in accordance with the laws of the United States of America. This commission is to continue in force during the pleasure of the President of the United States of America for the time being under the provision of those public laws relating to officers of the armed forces of the United States of America and the component thereof in which this appointment is made. Done at the city of Washington this first day of July in the year of our Lord 1961 and of the independence of the United States of America, the 185th, signed by the Secretary of the Air Force, Eugene Zuckert, and by me as president. General.